Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. He's with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's VP of Policy and Technology Studies there. The author of 10,000 Commandments, which is a great expose. Folks, I'm talking about an absolute, elaborate, detailed, comprehensive, over-the-top, obnoxious expose. Thank God he's obnoxious. I love that part.
Everything I do is like that.
expose of the regulatory environment that you and I deal with, the stealth tax that you and I have to pay, that he's determined is greater than our income tax. And one of the things I want to come back to is I love the way you talk about this. This what the guidance document says, is calling it
regulatory
dark matter. And I told the audience before you got here, I said, now Wayne's going to come and talk to us about regulatory dark matter, but you're going to hear, you're not going to hear the government talking about that. They're going to call it regulatory guidance. And I said, whenever you hear regulatory guidance, what I want you to think is unconstitutional, lawless, illegal. What do you think, Wayne?
That's exactly right. You know, what happened is all these years compiling the 10,000 commandments, which in a nutshell, there are over 3,000 rules every year, I realized that there was a lot of stuff getting done and getting pushed through by federal agencies against the private sector and small business that wasn't getting tabulated anywhere. Just some recent examples of it that I know a lot of your listeners have had to deal with. HUD just put out, this is not a law from Congress, not a regulation, it was a guidance saying that landlord and home sellers, if they deny those with criminal records as just part of their policies of renting and selling, they're a violation of the Fair Housing Act. Congress never passed a law for that. The Department of Labor, a blog post, and then
administrative interpretation. A blog post. Say it again.
Telling the public that basically that most independent contractors are hence are now employees. That didn't come from Congress. That didn't even come from a regulation. That's an administrative interpretation. So this is the kind of thing.
So are you time out. Are you saying that the origins of trying to make contractors identified as an employee, even though they're clearly employees of an honest to God contractor?
Right.
That's what they do, folks. That's what they do for a living. They are contractors. And their employees are employees of the mothership customer, and that came from a blog post?
That came from a blog post and an administrative interpretation.
Unbelievable.
So folks, this is the kind of stuff.
Wayne, listen. This is the kind of stuff that they do in Russia.
Yeah. This is how
I swear to God, folks, this is the kind of stuff they do in Russia. Isn't it? Am I wrong, Wayne?
It's exactly what they do. It's exactly what they do in non-democratic states.
Talk about oligarchs, more oligarchy.
We're a long way from democracy here.
I'm
at least glad to see some attention being paid to it. But see, this goes on and on. I was trying to look and see, and I started calling this regulatory dark matter, and I put together I called it a preliminary inventory because there's no way to track all of this stuff. There is such a thing as so-called significant guidance that the Office of Management and Budget, the White House OMB, defines as having a cost of $100 million. Agencies and departments aren't required to report it, but I did find at least 580 pieces of that they admit to being significant, and I cataloged that in the paper, Regulatory Dark Matter. But beyond that, you know, there are thousands and thousands, and I made a word cloud out of this stuff. It's guidance.
Thank God we've got people like Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, who are willing to put up. Most of us would rather stick a pin in our eye rather than do this. But thank God there's somebody like Wayne. The only problem, folks, is we have to lock him up at night.
Well, you got to lock me up. What I'm hoping, and I think what we're getting, and we need megaphones like what you do, if we can point to this stuff, which I think we're doing, and there are a couple of good senators who are having hearings on this and who are pointing to a lot of it. Senator Lankford has been holding hearings on this for a long time. His, though, has primarily been some DOL, which is a big one, but DOL guidance and education.
Are they the ones that went after McDonald's, or was that NLRB?
I was thinking EEOC, but
it was the federal government doing the same thing about employees and contractors against McDonald's.
Yeah, yep. That's what they're doing, and what I like to see, and what we are seeing, is that the kinds of reg reform bills that we've talked about in the past, like making Congress vote on rules, the so-called RAINS Act, doing one in, one out for regulation, or doing more cost-benefit analysis, on down the line. All of those things we've been pushing, and I know the importance of that. There are better things to do. We got to sunset all this stuff too.
That's right.
But at least, I think we're starting to get some recognition that the regulatory dark matter needs to be included in all of those provisions.
It's not enough.
But Jim, this stuff goes on. I mean,
I know
the NLRB stuff. Their memoranda are now going beyond union employers. They're going after after others.
Look what the NLRB did to Boeing. They stopped the Boeing plant from operating for a long time, for no other reason but retribution for the violation of building a plant in a right to work state.
You know, that you saying that reminds me. That's a good point, because in a large economy where we ought to be doubling GDP and not doubling regulation,
that's right.
We want a lot of gigantic transactions. And when the government stands in the way of those, or abuses antitrust,
here's the thing: I'm not a Boeing advocate, but 2,000 small businesses didn't get to do their business with Boeing.
Exactly. So that's what I mean.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with us. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.